Unit 4. Desert Plants. To live without water.
More than one-third of the Earth's surface is covered with deserts. This means that a large percentage of the planet receives little or no precipitation, such as rain, fog, or even dew. As a result, life in these regions is difficult because of the extreme conditions. But these deserts are not completely desolate. Many desert plants have adapted to these conditions and have been able to survive despite the lack of precipitation. Many such plants are able to endure drought-like conditions and thrive in one of the toughest environments. In dry environments, rainfall almost never occurs. As a result, plant growth is nearly non-existent on most of the ground covered with dry sand. A majority of plants can only exist there in the most favorable of settings, like those found in an oasis within the desert. Oases are created where water tables, places where groundwater is collected, are just below the surface. The most common plant found there is the date palm, which produces edible fruit. Beyond oasis points, plants must depend more on adaptation to survive the lack of water. Cacti, for example, have many ways to collect and conserve the little water available to them in arid environments. Some large cacti have developed a taproot, which is a long, tapering root that grows straight down to support their bulk and to find water buried deep beneath the ground. Other smaller cacti use a number of small roots which spread near the surface over a large area to collect any water that might fall. Like cacti, the most successful desert plants use a variety of adaptive techniques to survive the desert conditions. For example, such plants can often store water in stems and leaves. They also frequently remain as bulbs before maturing, which can remain dormant underground for much of the year. In addition, some desert plants use a short growing season and spend most of the time in seed form. The important task each of these techniques addresses is water conservation.